I'm Steve Miller reporting. An airstrike in Syria on Monday morning reportedly killed 14 people. Phil Polixio has those details.
Russia's defense ministry said two Israeli aircraft targeted the T-4 airbase in Homs province, firing 8 missiles. Syrian state TV quoted an unnamed military official as saying that Israeli F-15 warplanes fired several missiles at T-4, but it gave no further details. Israel's foreign ministry had no comment when asked about reports of the airstrikes, which did not appear to be related to Saturday night's alleged chemical weapons attack. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Media reports indicate North Korea is willing to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula should North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump meet. Harry Kazianis, the director of defense studies at the Center for the National Interest, said he is skeptical of North Korea's motives, wondering what price such a meeting would be.
Keep in mind, back in 2009, the Kim regime asked for a reported $10 billion just to sit down with South Korea. My question is what are they going to ask from President Donald Trump to sit down and have that summit?
Late Sunday, China announced it is banning more than 30 items to North Korea that could have so-called dual use for their nuclear and missile programs. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday decried stupid trade with China. Trump's broadside against China came a day after he predicted the U.S. and China would resolve their escalating fight over tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of goods in the world's two largest economies as they threatened to impose tariffs on one another. This is VOA News. Iran's president lashed out at the United States as Iran marked National Nuclear Day, dedicated to the country's achievements in nuclear technology. Hassan Rouhani said that if the nuclear deal is breached, the impact of such would be seen in a week or less. Rouhani also reaffirmed his commitment to the deal and said Iran would not be the first to violate it. U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly described the agreement as bad. South Korean prosecutors have indicted former President Lee Myung-bak on charges that include bribery and embezzlement. Luis Ramirez has more. Appears to be a problem. Lee is accused of accepting $10 million in bribes from South Korea's spy agency as well as Samsung. Prosecutors also say Lee embezzled $33 million from a private company he owned. Lee denies any wrongdoing, saying the charges are political. He has been in custody since last month. The conservative businessman who governed from 2008 to 2013 is the fourth living South Korean leader to be entangled in corruption allegations before leaving office or in the years afterwards. Ryan Brooks has results from Sunday's election in Hungary.
Hungary's right-wing strongman Viktor Orban has won a third straight term in power. In Sunday elections, his one-issue anti-immigration campaign secured his party a strong majority in parliament. Early results show his Fidesz party took two-thirds of the seats. Orban's image struck a chord with millions of voters, especially in rural areas. That of a savior of Hungary's Christian culture standing against a tide of Muslim migration into Europe. Among the first to congratulate Orban, France's far-right leader Marine Le Pen, tweeting, quote, mass immigration as promoted by the EU is rejected again.
That's Ryan Brooks. Social media giant Facebook is starting to notify 87 million of its users whether their personal data was harvested without their knowledge by Cambridge Analytica, the British voter profiling company U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign hired to target likely supporters in 2016. Facebook believes most of the affected users, more than 70 million, are in the United States, but there are more than a million each in the Philippines, Indonesia, and Britain. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said on Monday progress was being made on efforts to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, but he had no specific details on the talks. Kudlow told CNBC that progress is being made and that much greater currency cooperation between the United States and Mexico would be in effect. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA1.